Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're joined by Laura Newman. She's the author of The Darling of the Black Rock Desert. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Meet Nevada HealthLink, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance, where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada HealthLink, our plans are made for your plans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City at the home of the Nevada Builders Alliance. It is a pleasure to welcome back to the program Laura Newman, who, and I'm quoting here, Laura Newman is an acclaimed author based in Reno, Nevada, recognized for her insightful and often humorous explorations of life in the American West. Her latest work, The Darling of the Black Rock Desert, Three Novellas Set in the West, was published by Delphinium Books this past March, 2025.
That sounds so nice.
Isn't that cool?
I'm not sure who wrote that, but I like it.
I didn't write it, but I got it, and it's pretty cool. Welcome back to the program. This is your third book.
It is.
So you spent your career, professional career, in the advertising world, but your dream was to be an author. And just getting the first book published was so cool. And we've been friends for 30 plus years, so we should point that out. You're now to book three. What's the difference between book one and book three?
Oh, there is a big difference. Book one was with a great little local publisher. It wasn't self-published, it was traditionally published, but they didn't have the tools to distribute whatsoever. And so that book was, well, our joke was I spent more on the dress that I bought for the book signing than I made on that book, because it was in Sundance Books and that was it, and online. So there was no ability to have any kind of distribution or push on it or PR on it at all. So when I left my advertising job, the goal was to write a new book and to get an agent, because you can't talk to the real publishers without an agent. They just don't have time to look at every single manuscript that would come in. So they have their relationships with the agents. We know how that works. And so I spent my time writing 75 agents, and
wow,
three of them wrote me back, and one of them sent a contract. And she had a contract with Delphinium 4 months later. So it shows you the value of an agent that works in that business. So then the difference was I had an editor that helped me with the work. I had an artist that did the covers. I had a PR firm that pushed it. And I had HarperCollins that distributed it. And that distribution was everything. As you know, I travel, Dave and I travel a bit, and we always go to the library to see if our books are there. And perhaps my favorite one is we were in Ketchikan, Alaska, and we walked into the library. They did not have the book, but they said it was in Fairbanks and they could order it for us, and we took that for the win.
So, I think that's very cool.
Yeah, so distribution is a big difference.
One of the things that has really inspired your writing is the fact that you are not just a traveler, but literally a world traveler. You just came back from Japan.
I did, yeah.
I've been following the journey on Facebook, and it has been an extraordinary trip. How long was it, and what did you learn from that trip, not only about Japan, not only about your fellow travelers, because you were hiking all over the place, but about yourself and what you might use perhaps for a feature book?
Boy, that was a lot of questions right
there.
Sure,
I think there were four in there.
Yeah, the last one I'll answer first. I never know what I'm gonna use for a future book. I don't write when I'm traveling. I take pictures, and those pictures are my diary, and I can go back. And I am in, almost all of my stories start with location. So if a location sears itself into me, then it is likely to become a location and story, and I will build it around that. And there was one such place in Japan that kind of did that for me, so I will probably revisit that. What I learned about the Japanese people that I had known before, because I had been there before, but not hiking, so this is a slower trip, is the inherent kindness that it seems to be built into their culture, that people will, and I'm a foreigner, and so I think I maybe just would represent money, that I'm gonna spend money. But there was this desire to make sure that there was like full disclosure if I wanted to buy something, how long this food was gonna last, if this piece of jewelry was gonna tarnish. They wanted us to know all of those things. And if we needed help with something, they would go out the door to direct us to help us. And there's no litter there, and they have no garbage cans. So you take it with you. And I cannot speak to their whole culture, but the way that they treat each other, I liked that. And if there were two other questions in there, I forget them now.
No, that's okay. I was just, you know, just kind of getting your sense of Japan. I think you summed that up very well. What we hear about in this country a lot is, you know, the ugly Americans, we're not loved around the world. But in my experience traveling around the world, because you and I have similar aspirations for that, that universally people love Americans. You know, government is one thing, but
yeah,
the people are something different. And it seemed like you had the same response.
Oh, yes. And no matter what is going on politically, I've never really had problems as an American. Sometimes people want to discuss things with me, which I always find interesting. They will know more about my country than I know about theirs, which, you know, is my fault. But I find if I have a smile, and I know that you're the same way, if I have a smile, they're going to have a smile back. So I don't worry too much about that. Although I did have one woman on the bullet train come up to us and tell us that Americans are, and this is so unusual, a lavish country and a lavish people. The woman was maybe a little bit older than I am, and that we should die. And my girlfriend said, well, you don't know if we're American, we could be from Canada. And she said, same thing. So that was I was a little worried she was going to push us onto the train track. Worldwide, that was an unusual phenomena, but that did happen in this very kind country.
Oh, that's very bizarre.
That was very, very bizarre. And I mean, really, I literally stepped away from the edge. So she had something, I don't know what.
Does it drive you crazy that you go to Europe, you go to Japan, you ride these incredible bullet trains that are going 200 miles an hour plus, and you come back to America and you're lucky to get a train that shows up on time?
It does drive me crazy. That is something that I wish, I think we missed you know, we missed the boat on doing trains a long time ago, and I wish that we would do that, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that Brightline West, which will be from Las Vegas to L.A.,
that's a big help.
It's going to be a huge success because they're commercially successful in Florida. And so my fingers are crossed that this is going to be a great project.
It will be a great project.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Laura Newman after this timeout.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have another introduction for Laura Newman, the noted author. It says, Laura Newman is a Reno, Nevada-based author known for her evocative fiction that often explores the themes of resilience and transformation in the American West. Her new book, The Darling of the Black Rock Desert, Three Novellas Set in the West, has just been released here in March by Delphinium Books, distributed by HarperCollins. You're getting some nice things said about you.
Yes, I appreciate every one of those, and I am like anybody else. I go online almost daily to see if there's new reviews or new things, and that's important because word of mouth and shows like yours is how I get books sold. And what I want more than anything, it's not accolades. I want readers. I want people to read the book and talk about the book. That's what I want.
Okay, so if people are happening to be in the Truckee area,
yes,
you're doing a book signing on April 26th, which is this coming Saturday, and it's from 1 to 3,
yes,
right? And it's at Word After Word Books in downtown Truckee.
Yes, so, and it's a beautiful store.
Independent bookstore.
It's a beautiful store, really great people. So if you want a day up in Truckee, it's a nice day for that. And if that's too far to go, on May 3rd, also from 1 to 3, which is just a week later, I'll be here and I'll be in Reno at Barnes & Noble. So two opportunities for a book signing.
Okay, and also if people just want to buy it on Amazon, it's available. That's where I bought it.
It's available on any online book selling site that you go to.
Okay, so I'm reading the book, starting out, and suddenly realize that this very sweet person that I've known forever suddenly is like, wow, this language is not PC.
No, yeah.
Where does that come from?
I think it's in my dirty little heart, I guess. You know, I get back to like, Stephen King's probably a pretty nice guy. He's probably not, you know, and people who write murder mysteries don't actually murder people. But, you know, I'm creating characters. So what are those characters going to do and what are they going to be like? And so, yeah, not PC things come out. Although, of course, I have to work to be culturally sensitive. And I think
I think in the first few pages, there's a word or two in there that's like, whoa.
Well, I think I know exactly what you're thinking.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the Don Rickles school of life, which is insult everybody and laugh just as hard when it gets to your minority as you laugh at everybody else's. So I'm right. fine with that. I think we've lost that in this country.
Well, I can agree with you on that. I mean, you get to where, as a white woman, what am I allowed to write? And I had these conversations with my editor because from the time that I first published, even till now, those standards have changed, and some, you know, pendulum maybe swings too far, but I do have to be very aware of that. So the things that I say in this book that are not PC are not said by me, they're said by the character. And right. the character can be as un-PC as they want to be. So that's not the narrator saying it at all. It's the waitress at Bruno's, and it's, you know, it's the characters, it's not me. And this particular first story takes place in 1960. So since my main character is a black woman and a Native American man in Northern Nevada in 1960, how are they gonna be treated? How are they gonna be thought of? And you better believe that some of those statements are gonna be what they encountered at that time.
Well, at that time, Nevada was the Mississippi of the West.
Yeah, well said. I'll use that.
It's actually a famous saying that I have stolen. So now I'm curious. So without obviously being too specific, because we are on the public airwaves, but where did you get pushback where they said, no, that's going too far?
To start with, this book started out with a lot of black characters in it. And my editor said, I think it would be better if you went back through and changed most of your characters to not be black, just to play it safe. And so I did that. And so I have one main character. I couldn't change that, because part of what she encounters is, and also her husband, the Native American, are because of their race. So I couldn't, you know, take it all away, but he did want me to not have that be an entirety. And, you know, that was probably good advice, because it's not the life that I lived, and you still have to pull. I believe in the human condition, but it was probably good advice. And so in the other stories, I think in the rest of the stories, everyone is white. But then in this third story, I kind of delve into religion, and that's a whole nother ball of wax, because I wasn't particularly kind to every religion. So, but again, it was a character, not me.
So have you gotten any pushback?
Not yet. The book's only been out for a couple of weeks. I did on my last book. I got a little pushback.
In what way?
A Mexican person, it was, the story took place in Mexico, had churro colored skin, which I thought was beautiful. Like, that's that beautiful brown with the cinnamon sugar on it. I like to have skin that color. And so to me, that was just fine. But I got pushback on that on a review, which, you know, I found insulting. And then at one point, I described a First Communion, which the Catholic League picked up. And this was in the News and Review in Reno, and they called for a boycott on the News and Review and its advertisers because of what I wrote about Catholics and a First Communion. And that was simply a very beautiful memory of my own First Communion. So when I write something, I let it go. It's up to you, the reader, to say what this book is about ultimately. It's not really up to me, it's really up to the reader. And if you're insulted by it, then maybe that's good. Maybe I evoked emotion, and that's what I want. So if it makes you talk about it, write a letter, maybe that's good.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So. You know, one of the things that I do with this show, because obviously we cover a lot of controversial topics from time to time, and over the many years it's been on the air, and people will write to me or call and leave a message, and they don't realize that I'm gonna call them back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Unless they use vile language or racism, I will respond to everybody. And people are shocked, first of all, that I actually contact them. And by the end of the conversation, they are now my friends.
Right, right.
Because they're just expressing a feeling that they don't think anybody's going to hear.
Right.
They don't anticipate that it's ever going to get back to you or me. And I think it's great fun, and I have some great relationships based on that.
Yeah, and I would love to talk to anybody. I did with this book, because I also had a story. I had stories with black characters, and I had a black woman in the audience at a reading once, and it kind of horrified me because I thought, oh my goodness, you know. And she came up to me afterwards and complimented me and how well I did. If you're a writer, you should be able to write anybody's point of view. If you're writing fiction, it's just a human condition. So. Yeah, it's probably better if you walked a mile in those shoes, but if you're creative, you should be able to research and put yourself there.
I think we are creating way too many boxes for artistic endeavors, and I think that the majority of people are smart enough to pick and choose what they wish to read, see, hear, and if they don't like something, they don't have to listen to it or read it.
Right,
they don't
right.
buy your book. But if right. they're curious and they would like to know more, then this is a great opportunity to perhaps expand their mind.
And I am never trying to be insulting or culturally insensitive. I mean, I went through the book probably 5 times specifically for that. So that's never my goal. But again, it's up to the reader.
And that's the whole point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back with Laura Newman after this timeout.
What is that?
That's the governor's funding bill for education.
It looks pretty flat. Wasn't there a plan to increase funding for our schools?
Yeah, but the governor's ignoring it.
We have to pass the plan.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
What is that?
That's the governor's funding bill for education.
It looks pretty flat. Wasn't there a plan to increase funding for our schools?
Yeah, but the governor's ignoring it.
We have to pass the plan.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Laura Newman. She is the author of 3 novellas of the West. The book is called The Darling of the Black Rock Desert. It includes that story, City of Angels, and The Saints of Death Valley. And she's got a book signing coming up in Truckee on the 26th of April from 1 to 3 at Word After Word Books in downtown Truckee. And so I hope everybody is able to turn out, and you sell a lot of books there.
I hope so, too.
So, you know, at this point in time, what are your thoughts about moving forward? Because it seems to me that now this is your third published book, that I don't think you want to stop.
I'm halfway through my next one.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I am, yeah. And I don't know, it might be a different turn for me. I don't seem to have a novel in me. I'm still working with, you know, these are just 3 long stories. The first book and the and the second book were short stories. These are going to be long, short stories. The book is titled right now, A Hard Row of Buttons to Shine, which is World War II soldier speak for a hard job. So I am writing about little known events of World War II, things that have maybe been forgotten, only known by a segment of people who experienced them, and not necessarily at all from the soldier's point of view, because I've never been, once again, writing about what I don't know. I've never been in the military. I've never even shot a gun. But my father was in World War II. He's 100 years old. And this kind of started with learning about his stories. And so it's a lot of it from a civilian point of view, collateral damage to society, the earth, people. And it's coming along pretty well. And again, I'm going out into the world. I have stories. I have a story that takes place in Russia, one in Germany. I'm working on one in France, one in England, and two in the United States so far. So it's it won't be your typical World War II book.
Well, your books never are typical.
No.
Last quick question. When you started out this project, after you retired from the business world, did you ever think you'd get this far?
Yes.
And that's what makes it work, doesn't it?
I did. And further. I never want to stop. I want every success because I want people to read it. And that's why I want the success. And yes, I did envision it.
All right. So the book is The Darling of the Black Rock Desert by Laura Newman, Three Novellas of the West. You can buy it on Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble, or you can come to her book signing at Word After Word Books in downtown Truckee this Saturday. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're always welcome. We'll be right back.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways, with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday, and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Mom!
It happens, and when it does, there's UMC Quick Care.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp, that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.